Dad was the only one born in Albany, born in 1908. Mm-hmm. Uncle Gordon, and Dad and Uncle Gordon farmed. So what happened was Grandfather seemed to have bought farms all around for the children, be they smaller blocks or bigger blocks. And Uncle Gordon and Dad ran the dairy farm in Albany Village and farmed that. And that's where I was born. Dad met Mum at the Northcote. Mum lived at Northcote Point. And a group of them would walk out from Northcote Point to Albany for the dances. And Dad was the MC because he was a big, tall man. And that's how they met. And he would often, during the week, after milking, he would bike in his little old bicycle down to Northcote Point to see Mum and bike home again. And I've actually got his little lamp that he had on the front of his bike. Can you imagine it? And then they would all walk out to the dances because the dances were the big thing. So they built in Albany. They got married, I think, 1939, and I was born in 44. And then Uncle Gordon and Dad split the farm, and Dad also had a truck, a carrying business. So we had a smaller part of the farm. Uncle Gordon had the bigger part next door to each other, and we farmed there. We were on cream. Mm-hmm. So this was our winter runoff. And so the cows would dry off in May. That was the only time you could have a holiday. And we would walk them up from Albany up here and winter them here. And they would calve. And in summer we made hay from here. And then we'd walk them back again. Later on, Dad used to bring them up with the truck and everything. But this was just two big paddocks. So we milked the cows. I would get up and help Dad in the mornings and have my cup of tea with him. And he had sugar in his tea, so I had sugar in my tea. I idolised my father. And Mum was very good. She just let me go with Dad wherever. I would go in the truck with him because we'd take cattle to either Westfield or the sales, collect them from all over, Glenfield, all over, Bobby Calves, the works, and you'd have to catch the ferry. So down, Mum would pack lunches and we'd go down and we'd sit down on the driveway down to Birkenhead Ferry and have our cup of tea, and then you'd get on the ferry, and if it was a rough, the cattle would move around. It was quite all these days, and we'd go out to the sale, and then he would bring home fertilisers and things like that for all the farmers. But when he was young, and Dad had a horse, and when the launch came in with all the meat on board for the local people, Dad would deliver it by horseback around the village. You know, that must have stemmed my love of horses. And started off with a pony, and Val Jury, who lived up the road, was a great rider, and she started giving Donald Scott and I lessons, and that eventually led to the Albany Pony Club starting, and it started in Uncle Gordon's paddock, so I was the first member there. That's what I was going to say to you. It came time for UE, University Entrance. And you had to either be not granted, what was it? Where you worked during the year and they said, yes, you can have UE, or you have to sit it. And I remember going into Mr. Willoxall. He called me in one day because I was always going off to shows with the horse and whatever. He said, I really want you to be honest with me, Nairi. He said, what do you put first, your schoolwork or your horse? Well, what sort of question was that to ask me? So it was my horse, of course. So I had to sit UE, and I hated exams. But anyway, I sat it and passed. And he said to me afterwards, I knew you'd pass, and we have to have so many pass at the school. Never forgave him for that. I had these favourite cows. There was one I could ride down the race when we got the cows in. And then she had big horns, and then I would practice rock and rolling on her horns because Dad always had the cowshed radio going. Because if the radio went off, the cows wouldn't let their milk out. They loved the radio. It was so funny. I remember we worked Jimmy Robertson's. This is a memory that flashes back every now and then. And Dad had the truck, because I used to be able to steer the truck around the paddocks mm-hmm. while I was picking up hay. Dad had put it in first gear, and I'd sit there steering as a little one. And they'd stacked all the hay up, and of course we all climbed up through the bales, because they were the square bales, because Uncle Gordon would... They would all sit at the back of the baler, tying the bales in those days. No automatic machine. And they'd stop and they'd have a beer at the very end of it. And I remember Dad sitting on a bale of hay and we all climbing around, and I remember coming over and quickly sneaking a mouthful of beer. Dad looking at me saying, "Little monkey." That's a very, you know, strong image that I have. Dad was a very gentle, very tall, soft, lovely man. And, yeah.
Oh, he sounds lovely.
Really lovely times, you know, and I think now Dad's been gone 53 years. Now, how did that happen? How did time go so fast?